Game Day Promos is a proud sponsor of BYU Athletics. We have spent years helping to build the Cougar brand by specializing in providing customizable promotional products like apparel, blankets, balls, and so much more. But we don't stop there. Game Day Promos offers marketing and promotional products that can be customized to assist your business with all your promotional needs, leaving a lasting impression that is sure to wow your customers. Game Day Promos, beyond sports, beyond expectations.
Hi, it's Elaine Bradley. I hope you'll join me each week for Grace Notes on BYU Radio. I talk with singers, songwriters, and musicians about the source of their inspiration. You'll hear from talented artists who represent a wide variety of religious backgrounds, and they all perform from the heart.
Join Elaine Bradley Sunday for Grace Notes with special guests Molly Music and Rend Collective. For more information about Grace Notes, go to the BYU Radio app.
Let's rejoin Jason Shepherd for more Cougar Halftime Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU up 10 at the break, 17-7. This is Cougar Halftime Live, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments so that providers and patients can focus on what matters most. Join us on this journey. Visit waystar.com/careers. Top 25 action. Games going on right now. A surprisingly close one between number one Georgia at Kentucky. The Dogs have a one-point lead at 13-12, under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Nebraska with a hefty lead over Northern Iowa at 34-3. And listen to this score, 71-0, 7th-ranked Tennessee leading Kent State. Earlier today, Texas over UTSA 56-7, Alabama winning at Wisconsin 42-10, Ole Miss defeating Wake Forest 40-6, Oregon over Oregon State 49-14. And not in the top 25, but one heck of a game, the Washington State Cougars stopping Washington on 4th and goal from the 1 yard line to defeat Washington today in that rivalry game. Pretty impressive day in college football. Third quarter action coming your way next. BYU gets the ball with a 10-point lead, leading 17-7 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's time. Sports Network. Let's head live to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth. Alongside Hans Olsen, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Back in Laramie, we are pausing 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio.
BYU opened the scoring in this one and leads it by 17-7 at the break, starting quarter number three. BYU, by the way, has won 7 consecutive games when scoring first, as the Cougs did. Cougs looking for their 10th consecutive win over Wyoming and their 4th consecutive win over the Cowboys here in Laramie. BYU, by the way, 197 first-half passing yards. There were only 5 games last season where they had more passing yards over the entire game. Jake Retzlaff's pass efficiency just south of 150, which is kind of the mark you're trying to hit. 17 for 27 for a 197, 2 touchdowns, the 1 pick, a 63% completion rate, 141.3 is his pass efficiency. All right, half number 2 about to get underway. John Hoyland kicking it off from left to right, north to south. Keelan Marion is back in the end zone and taking it out from 2 yards deep. Marion to the 20, the 25, big hole for Marion. Coming right side, like to make it left side. Marion cutting inside 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! And no flags! Keelan Marion opens the second half, and in 15 seconds, the Cougars make it 23-7.
That's an electric return right there by Keelan Marion, and we've seen him multiple times field it in the end zone and come out and have 8-9 yard losses. Heck, we saw it one time in the first half. This one, he gets a nice open lane, some good blocking. There were at least 5 touches on Keelan Marion that made him kind of trip up, hesitate for a second, but he continued to run through it. It was one of my keys to the game. Just continue to fight through those attempted tackles and make sure you're catching your balance. Keelan Marion, fantastic return.
PAT from Will Farron is good. 24-7 is the score. That's BYU's first kickoff return for a touchdown in 10 years.
Wow.
It was Adam Hine against Virginia in 2014. Coach Kelly Papinga and the special teams get the house call. Keelan Marion opens the second half with a bang. 24-7 Cougs. It's another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown for BYU. It is brought to you by Mountain America. It's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross, courtesy of Mountain America, bringing us to another Utah Pork Producers Pigskin Scoring Summary, brought to you by your Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats. Proud to support your youth leadership programs in agriculture and contribute to fairs and communities across the state. Enjoy a meal of delicious pork this season, and remember to thank our Utah farmers for their locally grown goodness. For more information, follow Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. And that scoring drive is just one play. It's a kickoff return of 100 yards.
I want to say it was Koa Eldridge that busted open that run off of a beautiful block. He picked up one of the lanes and was able to just wall off his guy. Keelan busted off of that block, and he was able to find the extra yardage and eventual touchdown.
BYU now kicks off, and Caleb Merritt will take a knee in the end zone. The last time BYU had a kickoff return of 100 yards, and technically Marion was 2 yards deep, so 102 of field yards, but only 100 officially, of course. The last 100-yard kickoff return was James Dye in 1996 against UTEP. So it's been 28 years since the Cougars had a house call of 100 yards.
I don't want to hear the 28 number because I was on the team then, and that makes me feel awkward. That's a lot of years ago. I want to say, holy cow, that's been forever ago. That's just a short time ago.
You were playing forever ago. Pistol. Svoboda turns and gives to Jones, and Jones runs right and right into a wall of bodies. Yet the pile pushes. Isaiah Banya wrapped up first.
BYU's going to stack up. They expect the run right here. You get a little bit of a stem pre-snap, perfectly in the gap. Again, John Nelson, Tyler Batty, very hard to move in that run move.
10 consecutive points scored now by BYU, a 24-7 lead opening minute of the third quarter. They're empty for Svoboda. He throws a wide receiver screen and nearly intercepted. He threw it ahead of the intended receiver and almost right into the arms of Mark Collins, who could have had a pick and might have had a house call himself. That was an awkward throw to the left side to a wide receiver with blockers in front of him, but the throw was too far in front of the receiver and nearly into the waiting arms of Mark Collins.
Boy.
It was. Ooh, Jew. Oh, boy. It was close.
Wyoming's got some work to do with this quarterback. Svoboda has just been so inaccurate. That was such an inaccurate throw, and it's not the hardest flip.
7 for 16, 44%. Goes to a 3rd and 7, by the way. Looking left and then middle and then throwing it away right. So Tyler Batty put the rush on Evan Svoboda and throws incomplete, and Wyoming will begin the second half as it began the first half on offense with a 3-and-out. So BYU now leading 24-7. Chance to put a hammer down here, Hans, and go up big early in quarter number 3.
This is what I needed to see. I needed to see that pressure again, and this is just beautiful rush pressure by Tyler Batty on the inside lane. So he's able to beat the offensive tackle to his inside shoulder and get that pressure. That was something they started to lose even in that touchdown drive that Wyoming had there in the first half.
Culbreth. Lower kick. No fair catch. Parker wrapped up immediately at the 37-yard line of BYU. 1st and 10 Cougars.
Parker Kingston making sure he comes down with that thing, and now we get to see Jake Retzlaff here take on the beginning parts of the second half. I'm still kind of floored by that touchdown return on the opening kickoff of the second half. That is incredible to see Keelan Marion do that when we've seen him, what, 5 times, maybe 6 times, Greg, bring it out of the end zone and lose yardage, but feels confident enough that he's going to bring that thing out and go for a touchdown.
Did he have one at West Virginia called back last year? Why do I think he had one at Morgantown that was called back on a penalty that he did take to the house?
You got a better memory than I do.
Timeout on the field, we're taking it. 13:49 to play in the third quarter on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. 1996, and BYU's first kickoff return score in 10 years. Jake Retzloff in the gun. Miles Davis will take the handoff. Going off the right side and give him two. Second down and eight.
That's a stacked box. Wyoming is packing that thing tight, so you're going to have a hard time moving it when they pack it tight like that. If you can check out of it, try to flip to the outside. What's interesting is we saw Arizona State hit on the outside so much with fly sweeps and screens to the outside. When they pack in, you got an outside room to run.
Chase Roberts, 1 yard away, one receiving yard away from a century day. He's at 5 for 99. Second and eight. Retzloff gives Davis middle. Helmets click and clack as he pushes forward to the 42, a gain of four. Third down and four coming up for BYU. Under 13 to play in quarter number three.
Oh, did you say third down, Greg?
I did, which means we can now say that BYU is looking for its first third down conversion after 16 consecutive misses on third down. This is going to be the one, Hans, right here.
It's got to be it, man.
All between the hashes. Third down and four from the BYU 42. The Cougs 0 for the last 16 on third downs. Can they end it right here? Twins left and right. Retzloff in the gun. Davis off his right hip. The snap to Jake. Wyoming's going to blitz. Retzloff settles in a clean pocket. Throws to Marion. Marion's got the first down. Shakes off tacklers midfield to the 46 of Wyoming. And the Cougars do end the third down drought. Convert to Marion, who opened the second half in such spectacular fashion moments ago. BYU moves the sticks into Wyoming territory. 47-yard line the spot. Retzloff to Marion. And a third down conversion after going 0 for the last 16 on that down. First of the night, 1 for 6.
Keelan is having a night, and that's just a really nice drag route, good protection.
Look who's in, the freshman from Timpview High School, Pokaiawa, Haunga, Pokai, is in the game. And Retzloff will toss it to Pokai, who will throw back to Retzloff. It'll be a double throw for BYU, going for Roberts, and makes a spectacular catch! Falling onto his back inside the 20! What a play! Chase Roberts goes over the 100-yard mark as Pokaiawa Haunga comes in the game, executes a throw back to Jake Retzloff, another double throw. Chase Roberts is the target, a leaping, falling dive. And Roberts now at six catches for the night, well over 100 yards, and BYU first and 10 at the Wyoming 17-yard line. Outstanding. And Haunga stays in the game. Retzloff in the gun, claps the hands, they give to Pokai, and Pokai will drag tacklers inside the 15. Good run there, good 4 or 5 yard run for Haunga. 6 for 129 now for Chase Roberts. That's 2 100-yard games in 3 games this year, his 400-yard game as a Cougar, and his first season with more than 100-yard game in a single season. It sets up, by the way, the Haunga run of 3, a 2nd and 7 from the Wyoming 14.
Another spectacular catch, too. That's his second spectacular catch. That was out of a bunch set off the right side. He came all the way across the field.
30-yard completion from Retzloff. Turns and gives to Pokai. Pokai shoots a gap. Tripped up. Oh, he was inside the 10 and looking for the end zone. He's kept a yard shy. Gain of 6 on 2nd and 7. And you've got to think this is 4-down territory for Coach Aaron Roderick. Officially a 3rd and 2. Haunga checks out. What a cameo for Pokai.
Ethan Erickson right here is going to give Pokai just a little bit of room as he pulls around and picks up a block on the outside backer just to give him a lane.
Phillips and Kingston to the right. Moa is the pistol back. Paolo, tight end right. There's a tight end left on the line. In the pistol, Retzloff. Turn, give, Sione. Sione bounces it left and crosses the plane. A flag flies. The touchdown signal is given for Sione Moa. 30-7 if it stands. A flag was in the BYU backfield. Sione Moa for the touchdown if it stands.
Holding, number 42, offense. 10 yards from the previous spot. Replay third down.
It does not stand.
Well, that is one of the worst holding calls I've ever seen in my entire life. I can't believe that they just threw that flag. Ray Paolo is going to come off the right formation of the H-back, so stack behind the offensive tackle. He's going to wrap around, and he gets the reach block. It's a perfect reach block, and he almost over-pursues the reach block. He does not at any point actually grab the defender. They had to have called the wrong guy on the holding. That is a terrible holding call if that's what they're calling it on.
It takes BYU back to the 19-yard line, and now third down and 12. Retzloff shotgun. They vacate to empty. Jake throws the out to Keanu Hill. Nope, drops it. Incomplete. And so, with a 24-7 lead and a fourth and 12 field goal team on to make it a 20-point cushion.
I'm still held up on this holding call. So, Paulo is coming off that motion. He gets such a beautiful reach block that his arm is actually in front of the defender, and he switches his hips in front of the defender. And he's basically got the defender walled off. That was just a beautiful block. I mean, maybe they thought it was such a beautiful block that it was impossible and they had to throw a flag. But that was a great block. I hope Ray knows that.
37-yard field goal try from Farron between the hashes to the right side between the hashes. It's through for three. Will Farron makes it a 20-point game, 27-7. BYU scored 13 consecutive points.
Timeout on the field.
We'll get to a pigskin scoring summary after this. 9:42 to play in the third quarter. The Cougs score the first 10 of the third quarter. Lead it by 20, 27-7 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Laramie, BYU makes it 27-7 on the Will Farron 37-yard field goal, bringing us to a pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats. From farm to fork, Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats take pride in good practices that produce safe and nutritious pork right there in Utah. Make pork your protein of choice all season long. For delicious and nutritious pork recipes, visit pork.org. And the scoring summary, 8 plays, 45 yards, 4:07 off the clock. The big play, Chase Roberts' 30-yard reception, falling backwards, leaping into the air, landing on the turf and securing the football. It sets up the field goal. A few plays later, and BYU takes the 27-7 lead. Mitch Juergens down on the Zions Bank end zone. For banking that goes the extra yard, Zions Bank is for you. Mitch.
Yeah, Greg, we're watching something really special with Chase Roberts. Every single time he's in a one-on-one situation, with what I've been so impressed with, not just this game but in other games, he makes the contested catch. And when you're feeling that confident as a viewer that any time a ball goes up in a one-on-one situation that Chase is going to come down with it, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. So such a crucial player right now for BYU. I'd love to see Jake continue to try and feed him, because every time he does, it seems to be a big game.
Thank you, Mitch. Chase is 2 yards away from tying his career high in single-game receiving yardage, 131 against Cincinnati last season. Chase tonight, 6 for 129 on 8 targets.
Well, they don't know what to do with him because they zone out and he hits those stop routes on him. If they try to man him, he hits the over-the-top routes on him and has spectacular catches.
DeWyan McNeely is the tailback. The snap goes over the head of Svoboda, and he's going to throw it into coverage and nearly see it picked off at the far boundary. Who had the leap on that? That was Mark Collins, who jumped up and almost came down with a pick as Svoboda was desperate to get it away after securing a second errant snap of the night.
It's weird. Nofo Tuilafono, the center for Wyoming, he's a veteran, and that's the second high snap. That one actually went over Svoboda's head. He had to corral it. That's looking to be a turnover here.
Belt high snap. Svoboda gives to McNeely, sweeping right. He is cartwheeled outside the 30 to the 32. That's a good run of 7, almost 8. Setting up third down and short after a second and 10. The run right to McNeely.
Multiple high snaps.
Timeout on the field for an injured offensive player.
That player is DeWyan McNeely, who just had the carry.
Was that when he got upended right there? Just kind of hitting the shins. He initially had gotten up, then went back down, but he did take a hard shot.
Has a brace on his left knee and will now be helped off the field. This timeout, the official's timeout, that is, coming with 9:21 to play in the third quarter. And BYU leading at 27-7. Cougar football presented by Fillmore Spencer. Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. BYU next week home to Kansas State. Wyoming will be at North Texas. BYU opens Big 12 play, looking to get to 3-0 to join the 3-0 K-State Wildcats. The marquee matchup next Saturday night, 8:30 Mountain Time kick. Sam Scott is the tailback now in back of Evan Svoboda. 39% completion rate tonight. They're in pistol. Motion man from right to left. Keeper by Svoboda on a third down and two. Got the line to gain. Runs out of bounds at the 40-yard line. 7-yard run on third and two. Wyoming is now 3 for 10 on third downs. BYU's 1 for 7, but 3 for 9, including conversion downs, taking into account the fourth down number. So new set of downs for the Pokes. Ball's at their own 40-yard line. Ball near hash. Wyoming going left to right. BYU shows 5 on the line. They're going to bring 6. Hit as he throws, and incomplete. Didn't have enough on it. Mark Collins was in coverage of Justin Stevenson, and Svoboda had his momentum taken out on a hit in the midsection right as he released the football. He'll go to 2nd down and 10.
It's a good job by Isaiah Glasker to get in on that pressure. It's going to be a 5-man pressure, and Isaiah is going to find a little bit of space off the running back. He's able to beat DJ Jones off that block and get that pressure to force that incompletion.
27-7, BYU over Wyoming, 8:40 to go here in the third quarter in Laramie. 2nd down and 10, Cowboys. The hand clap, another high snap. Give middle to Jones for not much. It'll be 3rd down and 8, maybe a gain of 2. No, just give him 1, 3rd and 9. UCF came back late in Fort Worth to defeat TCU in the first Big 12 conference game of the season. 35-34 the final. UCF is now 3-0, 1-0 in the Big 12. TCU had the late lead in that one.
TCU at the first of that game had a 14-0 lead.
They were outscored 15-12 in the fourth quarter. A 15-6, beg your pardon, in the fourth quarter were the Horned Frogs. Sacked is Svoboda. His numerical opposite, number 17, Jack Kelly, bringing down number 17 in the backfield on the 3rd and long. We'll go to 4th and longer, and Wyoming's going to punt this ball away. And it feels like with still 7:45 to play in the third, most of the hay is in the barn in this one.
This is why you brought Jack Kelly in. You needed this type of pass rushing, and he's going to beat his offensive tackle with an inside chop. So he starts up field on the rush. Offensive tackle sets wide. He's going to go double hand chop on that tackle and find that inside lane for the sack. That's why Jack Kelly had so many sacks in his career.
Jack Culbreth punts away. Parker Kingston calling fair catch and backpedaling to his 20, where he makes a clean grab. 1st and 10 for BYU.
Timeout
after this. 7:19 to play in the third. BYU up 20, 27-7. Cougar offense gets the ball back after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
And the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU led 14-7 at one point, and they've scored the last 13 to take a 27-7 lead over Wyoming here in Laramie. BYU fans, do not forget and don't miss out on the greatest cruise ever, cruising with the Cougs in April of 2025. An entire ship reserved just for BYU fans. Check out BYUcruise.com to reserve your cabin today. Cougs are cruising at the moment. They've got an 80-yard field facing them now. 1st and 10 from the BYU 20-yard line. BYU going south to north here at the stadium, right to left as we see it and y'all hear it. Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen, spotter Jake Murphy, engineer Doug Olsen upstairs, down on the field, Mitchell Juergens, along with engineer Clark Jackman, Jason Shepard back in our scoreboard studio. Seth Larson is our control board operator. Terry South, our coordinating producer, engineer Barry Squires.
Caleb Etienne continues to have a great start to a season, Greg. He has been absolutely stellar through three quarters so far.
It's Chase Roberts wide to the right as Jake Retzloff turns and gives to Miles Davis, feeling his way left and tripped up for a half-yard gain is all. Tough sledding for Miles. 8 carries, 16 yards tonight.
It's one thing I'd really like to see BYU start to move on and see if they could get that run game rolling to the outside. Wyoming's got so much packed to the inside that fly sweep motions or any type of stretch plays, just see if you can get the speed outside.
They make Davis the pistol back. Chest high snap, deep drop by Retzloff. Escapes pressure and throws incomplete, too high for Keanu Hill across the middle. Third down and 10 for BYU. They gave Miles Davis only a half yard on the previous play and then backed it up to no gain, actually, on the official spot. So it does go to third and 10, making Davis 8 carries, 15 yards. Not happening for him in the run game, 1.9 yards per carry. Jake Retzloff's been the best ground gainer, 5 for 34. Pokai Hunga, 2 for 8. But BYU as a team tonight, back at their 3.8 yards per carry, 65 rushing yards is all, but 238 through the air. A passing situation here on third and 10 from the BYU 20. 6:38 to play in the third, 27-7 Cougs. Jake will backpedal, dump it off on the screen to the right. Complete to Sione Moa, will knock the first down. Fell ahead close to the line to gain, made it interesting. He was stopped about 3 yards shy and got a good backward lean to the 29. So 1 yard shy. Punt team should be coming on, and it is. It'll be Landon Rico this time. We've seen Vanderhaar to this point. It'll be Rico now. Fourth and one, so BYU on third downs tonight is 1 for 8 and 4 for the last 21 against FBS games, against FBS opponents this year. BYU is, I beg your pardon, 3 for 21. Tyler King is back to return the punt for the Pokes. He's at his own 25, and Rico missed this one. Off the side of the foot into the BYU team area, a miss hit. And so things were just cruising along for the Cougs there, but not a great possession, not a great punt, and now it's Wyoming at the BYU 46-yard line, first and 10.
Timeout on the field.
So we'll take it. 5:45 to play in the third. A little momentum slips away from BYU. We'll see if the defense can help grab it back. They spot the ball at the 42 of BYU. A very small gain on that play. That goes down as a 13-yard punt. They gave it to Vanderhaar, but it was actually Landon Rico, a 13-yard punt. Might this help bring Wyoming back into this one? They've got a long hill to climb. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar football brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. 27-7, BYU leading over Wyoming. A little bit uneven to this point, the performance, but a 20-point lead on the road you never take lightly. No. Wyoming has had its struggles this season, certainly, but not a lot going for the Cowboys tonight. 110 yards is all. BYU's outgained the Cowboys by more than 200 yards tonight. Svoboda in shotgun with DJ Jones off his right hip. Hand off to Jones. Runs into Talon Alfrey and moves him back a good 5 yards. Gain of 7 on the run by Jones. That's his long run. The long run for any player is Evan Svoboda, 8 yard gain. Give Jones left, and on second and 3, a loss of almost 2. So third down and 5 coming up on the Glasker tackle. Nice bounce back there. How about that? The long rush allowed tonight by BYU is 8 yards. The big play allowed is a 24-yard reception by a guy making his first catch of the night.
On the field for an injured defensive player.
And that tight end, Clay Nanke, was the man who had that 24-yard catch for the Pokes earlier. And the Cougars, who've been relatively injury-free in this game, see Logan Lutui go down. Lutui is down, necessitating an official's timeout here with 5:11 to play in the third.
Doesn't look serious. I mean, he's sitting upright, and he's taking some breaths, kind of reaching at his leg a little bit, but maybe a cramp. They've already got him back up on his feet.
Logan, the Weber State transfer, walking slowly to his feet. Now getting into a slight jog as Kalani Sitake is out to check on him. He will come to the team area. His team is leading by 20. 27-7 Cougs. Cowboys at the BYU 36-and-a-half-yard line. Need to get to the 32. So third and a long 4 for the Pokes, who are 3 for 11 on third down.
Svoboda's best throw.
BYU takes their first time out of the half, 32nd in length.
Is the post out of the slot. That's his best throw. That's his, that's the throw he feels the most comfortable with. So make sure you're taking away just that post out of the slot.
Stay right here on this timeout. 5:04 on the third quarter clock. John Hoyland, the field goal kicker, has 60 career field goals. He set the Wyoming career record last week with a couple in the Idaho game.
The other thing I'm looking for, Svoboda has been trying to do this all by himself, so I'm looking for him to scramble. I know I'm going for a nice solid rush, Greg, but I'm also rushing with my head on a swivel. I don't want him to get this first with his feet.
The freshman, Faletau Satuala, is part of this third and four defensive alignment for BYU. They're empty. They motion into the backfield with Tyler King. They fake it to him on jet sweep, and the keeper is by Svoboda up the middle on third and four for 5 yards. Moves the sticks. There's a flag, though, on a simple run middle. BYU 5 penalties, 40 yards. Wyoming penalized 1 time. And no giveaways tonight. They've been relatively clean in a lot of areas, just not super productive.
Holding, number 72, offense. 10 yards from the spot of the foul, replay third down.
Now it goes to third and 14 and takes you out of field goal territory. Caden Barnett, the right tackle, playing in his 24th game as a Poke. Spot of the ball is now the 44-yard line. Need to get to the 32, so and then they need to respot that. Yeah, 45, third and 13. It should be actually closer to the 46-yard line. I think they gave him a yard on the spot. So third and 13 here from the BYU 45-yard line. They went from third and 4 to third and 13. They actually gave him a yard on the spot. They didn't march off a full 10 yards. Svoboda in the gun. Five-step pressure. Open field to the left. Has to get to the 32, and don't you know what he got there? And down the sideline. On third and 13, a run of 15 for a first down.
That's what I was just talking about, Greg. I was just talking about making sure that you're rushing your lanes. Don't let him beat you with his feet. He wants to do this by himself. He doesn't trust his arm. So make sure when he tucks it, you've got that thing sealed up. But he's going to keep doing this. It'll come here again on the first down. He's going to try to do it with his feet.
Biggest rush of the night by 7 yards. Make it 8 yards. That was a 16-yard gainer. Gosh. Previous long for the night was 8 for anybody on the team. Settling and firing far side, incomplete, intended for Justin Stevenson. Too high for him. Alfrey and Robinson in coverage. Second down and 10 from the BYU 30. 27-7 is our score. The Cowboys have not scored a third quarter point this year. They're in scoring territory, however, 30-yard line. Well within John Hoyland's range. They're in pistol formation now. The running back is Jones. And now we've got whistles. And we've got timeout BYU.
BYU takes their second timeout of the half. 32nd timeout.
It's the second one in this drive, isn't it?
Yeah. Last one came on the third and four that turned into a third and what should have been 14. Ended up being 13 as they misspotted the ball on the holding call. And then the third and 13 turned into a run of 16 by quarterback Evan Svoboda. Svoboda came into tonight with a 41% completion rate, and it's 35% tonight. 7 for 20 for 77 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Pass efficiency rating 67.3. Jake Retzloff, meantime, 20 for 32, 247 and 2 scores, 1 pick, 63% completion rate, and a pass efficiency rating of 141.7. Chase Roberts, 6 receptions, 129 to lead BYU through the air. Touchdown catches by Hill and Epps. Keanu, 3 for 36. Cody, 3 for 17. Second down, 10, BYU 30. And Svoboda is in an empty backfield. Quads right, tight end left. Motion a tight end from right to left. They fake the screen. They throw a secondary screen underneath. For minimal gain on second and 10, a gain of 2 to number 2, Devin Boddy Jr., the Vanderbilt transfer.
For a second, I thought he lost that ball, but he was able to secure it and go get just a few yards.
Give him three, setting up third and seven. So the Cowboys had not scored in the second quarter all year, but scored in the second quarter tonight. They've not scored in the third quarter all year and may score in the third quarter tonight.
I believe that was Joshua Singh. Yeah, it was. Joshua Singh, great effort by Joshua to get that screener down.
BYU and Nickel on a third and seven from the BYU 27. Pokes left to right. Taking his deep back pedal and now sprinting out to the right and throwing to his tight end short of the line to gain the catch made by Nick Miles. I believe Miles' first grab of the night. It'll set up a fourth and short. Fourth and three from the BYU 23, and the Pokes will keep the offense on the field.
It's a tough decision here. Fourth down. Tough decision. You've been giving up pressures, but this is what I'll go back to. Do not let him get a rushing lane. Svoboda does not trust his arm. He more trusts his feet.
Well, you're down three scores now. You'd still be down three scores with a field goal. So fourth and four. Pokes will keep the offense on the field. The hand clap. The thigh-high snap. The throw for the end zone. Man is there and incomplete. Falls in front of the intended receiver. Jalen Sargent got behind his man. It was just not a great throw. And on the fourth down, misfire. Turnover on downs.
Ball goes over on downs.
Yes, it does. So no points on the drive, and maybe no points in the third quarter for Wyoming tonight or this season. So that will give BYU the football at first and 10 at its own 24-yard line with 2:35 to go in quarter at number three.
Talon Alfrey was out there running stride for stride, but this just goes back to Svoboda. You talked about his numbers to this point, and his throws are so inaccurate.
Dale Davis, the pistol back. They'll motion Epps, not give it to him on the short jet. Through behind and below and low for Lassiter was Retzloff, incomplete. He took a hit as he threw. So that first down play goes nowhere. Second and 10 for BYU. The Cougs about gained Wyoming tonight, 312 to 139. About passed them 247 to 84. Not a lot of rushing for either team. BYU 65 yards, Wyoming 55. The Cougs have almost doubled up the Pokes in first downs, 15 to 8. And in yards per play, more than doubling up, 6.2 to 2.8. Sione Moa is now the running back, who's in the pistol formation, second and 10 for BYU. Play fake, deep drop, Retzloff to Kingston, makes a nice leaping catch at the 47-yard line. Gain of 24.
Parker's going to find just a soft spot in the zone as he's coming across the field and gets all the way over to the sideline, starts to slow up his route, and Retzloff puts it up just at the right point where he can come down with it. Nice play action look.
Just shy of midfield. First and 10 at the BYU 47. Moa stays in the backfield as a pistol back. Kingston, motion left to right. Play fake nod by Retzloff. He throws on the intermediate out to Keanu and incomplete, and then Keanu got hit. I think it's targeting. Keanu is down. Looked like a hit high to me. Hans, how about you?
It looked like they touched him early, too. So that might be PI, and it might be something excessive. But
He was leaning out. Jake Retzloff ran to Keanu. Keanu now takes the helmet off in the field of play as he walks to the team area.
Yep.
There was contact. He comes up limping, maybe a leg, but it looked like it was a high hit. Either way, a flag will give BYU a first down in Wyoming territory. Keanu is up, is walking off. A little bit the worse for wear. I think he's shaking coaches off like, I'll be all right, I'll be okay. But that was a tense moment. He's going to go right into the tent. So Lutui moments ago and now Hill, and they're discussing what kind of penalty to call.
There are two fouls on the play, both on defense. Pass interference, number 12, defense. 15 yards from the end of the run, from the previous spot, automatic first down. Personal foul, targeting, number 2 on defense. I've been another 15 yards after the run, automatic first down.
Yeah.
Previous play of targeting is under further review.
Yeah, we thought we saw both, and they're actually going to call both on that play.
Yeah.
So target, so we won't enforce another 15.
Correction. The target was a live ball foul. Only one will be enforced. Targeting will be reviewed.
So touched a little bit early, and you get the PI. Now, this hit's interesting because you're not seeing a body drop or a helmet to helmet. You're seeing a shoulder to a defenseless receiver. So by the letter of the law, this should probably be a targeting call because the shoulder is dropped into the helmet.
Caught him in the head.
And it's probably going to be a targeting and an ejection. For, I believe that was Rook Brown, wasn't it?
Say again?
That was Rook Brown, wasn't it? That dropped the targeting? Yeah. So I can see why people are booing or whatnot, but the defenseless receiver is actually one of the things.
After review of the play, the ruling of targeting is confirmed. Yeah. Number two is disqualified from the contest.
Yeah, they got Rook Brown. They got the safety Rook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. So I have an issue with a lot of different targeting aspects, but this one I'm okay with because you're putting your shoulder into the head of a receiver that's reaching for an incomplete pass, and you didn't try to move off of it. You ran through it, and that could be pretty damaging to a kid's head.
Yeah, and when you go to the defenseless opponent section of the rule book, it could be helmet, forearm, hand, fist, elbow, shoulder, whatever you hit him with.
Yep.
If you get him high and he's defenseless, it's targeting and it's confirmed. All right, first and 10, BYU inside the Wyoming 40-yard line. A sweeping handoff to Sione Moa. They grab his undershirt as he runs to the left, and they limit him to no gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 for BYU. That spot was the 38-yard line of the Cowboys. The clock running to 90 seconds remaining in quarter number three. BYU pitching a third-quarter shutout with a 20-point lead, 27-7. One more score here would about do the Cowboys in for the night, you would think. Jake Retzloff in the gun. Sione Moa, right hip. Twins to the right, along with the tight end making it trips. Single wide left is Lassiter. Retzloff steps up. Runs through an ankle tackle. Plenty of room for Jake. 35, 30, 25, 20. Retzloff 15, 10. Still driving to the 10-yard line. A 28-yard run. Season-long scamper for Jake Retzloff. And the Cougs, longest run of the night. Both long runs tonight by the quarterback Retzloff. It's BYU first and goal from the 10. What a run.
Great run, and it's a five-man pressure. They actually bring a Green Dog sixth, and he's able to avoid the tackle off the Green Dog sixth-man blitz. And once you bring six and you've dropped off on receivers, you're going to have wide open running lanes.
Six for 62 for Jake tonight. He'll be in the gun. Sione Moa off his left. Tight end and two wides right. The wide side, single wide left is Chase Roberts. Keeper Jake. Flags fly as Jake got to the edge.
I think they're going to throw the holding on.
Minimal gain to the seven, but this could be first and goal from the 20 after the flags.
They're going to throw a holding.
Jake Retzloff on the keep to the left. Gained three.
I think Chase maybe.
Flags running or flags coming in. Yep, Chase Roberts probably.
Holding. Number two, offense. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Replay first down.
So first and goal now from the 20-yard line for BYU.
It's the second outside play where you're getting some type of seal, where you're all the way to the outside and you're getting the holding call. That one more legitimate than the Ray Paulo call that we saw earlier.
Moa setting up off Jake Retzloff's right hip. Tight end is a wing back to the right. Lassiter wide right. Now Moa to the left hip. Two wide receivers left short side. Ball near hash. They motion to strength left. A play fake Moa. Jake's caught up in the pocket. Throws on the run to the goal line. Touchdown! Darius Lassiter, great find from Retzloff, and Darius Lassiter with the touchdown catch. The Cougars make it 33-7 with the PAT pending with 2 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
So this is why you stay with Jake Retzloff, because he can extend and he can throw while he's moving and he can put it in an accurate area and he can spot receivers late, so he can extend. He can hit targets. He can throw touchdowns. So, of course, you keep him in. That's a fantastic find and throw and extension of the pocket by Jake Retzloff.
PAT, but a flag on the play. That's the first touchdown catch of the year for Darius, ninth as a collegian.
All sides, number 12, defense. That penalty is declined. The result of the next point is good.
That's another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown for BYU. Another $250 donated to the American Red Cross. Jake Retzloff, 20 yards to Darius Lassiter. Touchdown pass number 3 for Jake tonight. Pass efficiency rating north of 150 now at 155.3. Outstanding. Time for a Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats, proud to support youth leadership programs in agriculture and contribute to fairs and communities across the state. Enjoy a meal of delicious pork this season and remember to thank our Utah farmers for their locally grown goodness. For more information, follow Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. That scoring drive, 5 plays, 77 yards, and 2:33 off the clock. Retzloff, 20 yards to Lassiter for the score. 34-7 after the point after touchdown.
Jake Retzloff is putting on a show tonight. 62 yards rushing. You know, you're getting yourself in position off one of those long rushes he had out of the pocket as well.
And 291 passing from 3 yards deep. Tyler King will take it out of the end zone. Running laterally to his left. Long way to the go to the far sideline. Does turn the corner there. Out to the 25. They mark him out at the 26-yard line. No, back to the 25. They say he stepped out at the far side. That was the final play of the third quarter. So we'll take a break. Wyoming has not scored a third quarter point yet in 2024. BYU has scored 20 in a row. It is 34-7. BYU over the Pokes on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.